sorry. Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. It's a pleasure to welcome Mark Sharp to the 88.9 WLRY farm page. We are celebrating 4-H week, Mark, and let's talk about your 4-H career. Where did you get started?
Well, I always remember being around 4-H. I guess having an older brother and sister. I always remember going to meetings, and I know I always look forward to three events every year because I always got to go to their spring and summer picnic, and then the county fair in October, and then they have a achievement banquet in November when about three clubs in the area got together. Mm-hmm. And I can always remember being a part of it, and as soon as I turned 8 years old, I became a 4-H member.
What 4-H club were you in, Mark?
I was in my uncle's 4-H club, and the name of that club at that time was the Oaklanders.
Oh, I remember the Oaklanders. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Help me remember this. Was there a big group of Oaklanders that were also in the square dance club?
There's a few, yes. Yeah. I never was a member of it, but there was some of the Oaklanders that was in the square dance club.
Yeah. So tell me, what were some of your favorite projects as a youth in 4-H?
Mainly, I took hogs. Yeah. I did go out. I think I had lambs for a couple years and maybe rabbits. And I know I done, like, I think a veterinary science project and photography, but mainly I done hogs every year.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite? Was hogs probably your favorite?
Yes. Hogs is my favorite, yes.
Okay. So then you continued through 4-H 10 years, I'm assuming, 10 or 12,
yes.
10 or 11
yep.
years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what made you decide that you wanted to be a 4-H advisor?
Well, my sister Ben was an advisor. My brother was an advisor, and then my cousin. A lot of you
okay,
remember
now,
Dawn.
Now wait a minute. Let's get through this. Who is your sister?
Judy Sims.
Oh my. Okay.
Yes. She was a advisor, and she's still advisor today.
Yeah.
My brother isn't, but
yeah.
But he was on the fair board for several years.
And that's David, correct?
David, yep.
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 Yep. And then your cousin was Don Sharp.
Don Sharp, yep.
The extension educator in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So it's kind of born and bred in you, isn't it?
It is. And that's why I became a 4-H advisor. I think I served like 2 or 3 years with my uncle in the Oaklanders.
Uh huh.
And then I had a group of people approach me in the South Sphere area, wanted me to start a new club in that area.
Okay.
And after talking with them, and they wanted something special. They wanted a club that not only done livestock, but they also want me to have horses in my club.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And so, yeah, and I think it was 1985 we started the Clear Creek Showman. And at that time, we was a horse club, too.
Really?
We had one parent that took over the horse part of it, and long as his kids was in, we had horses. But once his kids aged out, we kind of dropped the horse part of our club.
Yeah, absolutely. So why, you know, and I know your wife was very involved in Clover Buds. That was kind of her passion, wasn't it, Mark?
Yes. She done the Clover Bud part of our club, and they had a bunch of crafts and stuff that she headed up.
Yeah. So let me ask you, how many members do you have in your club right now?
Well, believe it or not, last year and probably the last couple of years, we've been finishing out around 60 members.
How many?
60.
You're kidding. How many?
No.
Are you the only advisor?
No, I have three other advisors. I have my son, and then Daniel and Kelly Kramer is advisors with me now.
What did you think when you started this back in, you know, the mid-80s, did you think it would grow like this, Mark?
No. We probably started out with like 20 kids, and then we got to a point 1 year, we barely had 5 kids in our club. Wow. And then after my son got old enough to join, our numbers just keep going up. And like I said, last year, I think we topped out around 60 altogether.
How do you organize? What was it like in 2020 to organize an effort to keep 60 youth and their families engaged? How could you do that, Mark?
It was hard. We done a lot of meetings online through mm-hmm. Zoom. But a lot of the kids, they just lost interest mm-hmm. by being online. So we tried to meet as much as we could, but we had to go into a bigger facility and, you know, social distancing, wearing a mask and stuff. But we got through it. But Zoom was the way we really stayed together.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Mark. What part of being a 4-H advisor do you really enjoy?
I guess working with the kids and seeing how they start out. I remember we had 2 girls in our club 1 year. They start out 8 years old, very shy, wanted hardly talk or nothing.
Uh-huh.
Always sat in the back. And by the time they got in high school, they was club officers and leading the club. And I guess it's seeing kids progress that way is what really is what's it all about.
Exactly. Well, how does it make you feel? I mean, I know you lost your wife a few years back, and then all of a sudden your son graduates and he says, "Dad, I want to be a 4-H advisor." How's that make you feel?
Very proud of him, because Kelly really does the Clover Buds, but he's right there helping her all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And filling in and doing stuff. And I guess he was like me. He grew up with 4-H, and he just wanted to continue right with it.
Uh-huh. See, do you feel like he's a good role model for your kids, Mark?
I do. Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
I'm very, very proud of him.
Oh, you should be. Absolutely. So, as you look to the future, what do you see as, what do you want the kids to learn from you as their advisor? What lesson do you want to teach them, Mark?
I like to see them to become leaders and to be responsible adults when they get out of the program.
Uh-huh.
I know we have one girl that has went on to become a vet tech, and she also now raises show pigs, and I know a lot of her pigs are shown at the county fair now.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just stuff like that, that what I hope the kids gets out of it, that they would continue in the ag area.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, Mark, that's a big club, a lot of years. But then, we're celebrating 4-H week, but I got to share with our listeners, you even have a different hat during fair week. You're a senior fair board member. Oh my gosh, can you not get enough of all this, Mark?
I guess not. Yep, I'm on my 4th year serving on the fair board.
Yeah.
I say my brother was in there, I think, for 20 years. And when he gave it up, he asked me if I would be interested. I said, well, I guess I can try it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say I'm on my 4th year this year.
Now, what do you like about being on the fair board, Mark?
You get a whole different side of the fair. I mean, you don't realize what all goes on behind the scenes and all the time spent getting the fair set up.
Set up and ready. Yeah.
A lot of work.
And isn't it great news to hear that the governor kind of announced that we can do some full fairs in 2021 and maybe start to feel a little normal?
I hope so. And I hope time October comes that we can have a very good fair this year, and hopefully a full fair.
Yeah, I do too. Well, always on the 88.9 WLRY farm page, we'd like to salute youth, but we also like to salute those advisors. 225 advisors and volunteers in Fairfield County that make the program what it is. Almost 1,200 youth engage in 4-H with over 200 projects to kind of light their fire and get them excited for 4-H. And Mark Sharp, we certainly salute you during 4-H week, your son Vance, advisors of the Clear Creek Showmen. I hope this club continues for 20, 30, 40 more years, and we're still celebrating 4-H week with you, Mark.
All right.
Thank you, Mark. Congratulations, and we certainly do appreciate all you do for 4-H.